for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had been in New York, Chris.
That's right.
Why?
Why?
Because somebody dropped a nickel.
That's right.
Well rehearsed. Well done.
That's, you know, it's
well
weird. I have to reacclimate myself because
I'm here now.
I was directing myself toward Chris the whole week because when you're talking, you know, even if someone just put like a styrofoam Buddha in the corner, eventually you would be turning toward. That'd be an interesting study, Drew.
Oh.
Take a microphone, take a chair with a swivel on it, and put like a plastic snowman in the corner and have a conversation through a microphone. Eventually, the person would start turning toward the styrofoam being.
And then get rid of the person the other end of the mic and see what you do.
Right. I don't mean to offend engineer Chris and equate him to a plastic.
You got sick of my face. I got it.
No, I'm just used to working out to sunshine. Cool. That's all. Yeah. All right, Dr. Drew back in town. The guest tonight, the love, the two hosts, fine, between each other. And it is now officially hot.
Mm.
Although it's not really hot, I realized I haven't acclimated yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so my misery index is up through the roof.
Yes.
Is that what's going
on? Yes. It's hot, though. It's hot.
It's hot, but it's not novelty hot.
You know what? It's because we had such a long stretch of rain and cold that it's like, okay, a day of hot. I can deal with this.
Yeah.
4 days from now, we're going to be just like ridiculous, whiny children.
Yeah. I'm already doing it. All right. Already jumping in the pool. Yeah. Now the end of my showering.
Pool.
Gone. Completely gone. Because to me, you do not get cleaner than being submerged in 7 million gallons of chlorinated water.
Makes sense.
Do you ever get any cleaner?
Not if you spend enough time in there. No.
And by the way, you know, come summertime, I don't take showers because I'm like a hot dog. I overheat all the time. And so what I do is I dive into the pool, hop out. 10 seconds later, I'm dried off, watch TV, and then an hour later, I jump. But here's how long I'm in the pool, underwater from one side to the next, hop out inside the house.
Yeah.
But do it 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Now, the point is I'm a slob because I'm not busting out the soap on a rope. But the deal is you're just in that shower. You got that water saver shower head spitting on you. It's like a hummingbird taking a leak on your head. Why are you so clean? I'm submerged.
Yeah.
And when I'm swimming, especially if I do a frog type move, there's water going up into places.
Oh.
There's no way you could get out with a shower.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it's in me. I'm belching it up.
Well, yeah.
It's in.
I'm just saying.
It's on.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I wonder why you put those jets in at the end.
I'm just saying. I'm clean. How can I get any cleaner than this? A bunch of chlorinated water. I'm under it.
That's good.
All right.
I'm not disagreeing.
No.
Although Chris seemed to be very disturbed. Chris is like rubbing his hair.
Yeah, what is that?
What's on, Chris?
What do you need?
You had enough of this?
What do you
got
to do?
No, I got some suntan in the weenie roast, so I'm just recovering for that.
Oh, he's hungover, is what he's saying.
Oh, he got a good beer buzz out in the sun.
Look at him. He's rubbing his head.
He's a mess.
Like, oh, Chris.
He's a lightweight.
And then I went to the Dodger game today, so.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of sun. All right.
This is the first case of a 28-year-old?
Yeah.
Who actually needs IV fluids because of dehydration.
Yeah. I went to one of those. I bought a beer at the Weenie Roast, too. 12 bucks. Oh, 12 bucks.
Seriously?
12!
What?
$12.
You must have stood there and just had a little lecture to the crowd.
No, I just wanted to get my beer and get the F out of there. But 12, it was not the 16 ounce, it was the 22 ounce.
Sure.
So, you know, instead of the dollars worth of beer, this was $1.50 worth of beer that they were charging $12 for.
Yeesh.
Insanity. And, you know, they always conveniently do that thing where it's like, oh, we got to charge a ton so people don't get too drunk so they don't get out of hand.
Okay. But it's not selling anything then.
I see. So what are you doing? You're taking the first five and the other seven are going to MAD? Is that how it goes? You're just keeping the whole $12? Is there some charity that for cops who've been killed in the line by drunk drivers or something? Or you just pocket all the money? Very convenient. Tara?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, this is going to sound really weird, but I have, like, a fascination with, like, adult diapers. I like to wear them and use them and like, engage in other, like, childish behaviors.
I mean, you make in them?
Yeah.
Do you do the number two?
Yeah.
Anything we need to know about you in terms of your history or?
My father's a child molester, and he went to prison when I was four.
He what?
My father is a child molester. He went to prison when I was four, and I haven't talked to him in like 5 years.
Did he molest you?
No, not that I know of. I was really, really little, so I wouldn't even remember.
Yeah. How was your mom?
What?
Well, your mom must have been abused herself to pick that guy to be the dad.
Uh-huh. I really don't know. My grandpa's a pretty level-headed guy, and I don't know.
What happened? How did your father get busted?
I don't know. The girl was 12, and supposedly she looked older.
Oh, yeah. It's her fault. It's her fault, Dad. What are you going to do?
Well, you don't wear lip gloss as a 12-year-old unless you want it.
Yeah, of course.
You're begging for
it. That's what I'm saying. But here's the deal. I'm not saying that your grandpa was the one that did the sexual abusing. I'm just saying that perhaps your mom had some sort of sexual abuse by somebody when she was growing up, too.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure.
All right. So now you wear adult diapers?
Well, not like all the time, but I like to, yeah.
Have you had any... She doesn't wear the 24/7.
You know, I'm on the go, Drew. And, you know, you can't pull over and take anything at a filling station anymore because they're all out of order and everything. Yeah. I'll wear an adult diaper if I have a hectic day.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I drink a lot of coffee.
We cannot judge.
We're
being closed-minded by saying that that's not a bad idea.
You know, I pound coffee about 8 a.m. to noon, and then from noon to 5, it's all beer. I don't have time.
I just put a catheter. Let's put an indwelling catheter into your penis and just deal with it that way. Much more convenient.
All right. So
less of the skin rash, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Tara, maybe you should stop while you should nip this one in the
butt. But it's a sign of very serious.
It
doubt,
is.
Tara. Have you had any treatment for this for dealing with a dad like that?
Not really.
Okay.
What did you think happened at age 4 when Daddy had to go away to camp with walls around it?
I don't know. Nobody really told me until I was older.
Yeah, but
what are your memories of all that time?
Did Dad have to leave? Didn't you see that he was leaving?
Weren't you upset about that?
My parents split up when my mom was pregnant with me.
All right. Like, so you weren't living with your dad?
No, I went to visit him for a while, but then I found out what he did, and I didn't like him anymore.
All right. All right. Well, I'm with Drew. Okay, talk to a therapist.
Are you able to have relationships?
No.
Why? What happens?
I don't know. I just end up, ruining it. Like, I'll end up, subconsciously, doing
it. You can't be close to people. You have trouble being close to people. Yeah, that can be solved with therapy. Let's at least stay with that. And to the extent that you are able to start, here's a funny thing that happens in treatment is when you're able to have a relationship, meaning in a therapeutic setting, in the therapy, suddenly, magically, some of these crazy symptoms kind of fade away.
Mm.
So it's not like you have to dig into, well, what does this particular thing mean to you?
You start the process.
You have a relationship, magically the symptoms settle down.
Yeah, it's like eating healthy and working out.
Yeah, magically your waist gets smaller.
Your diabetes fixes itself.
Right.
Everything just starts fixing itself.
Precisely.
But you don't have to go in and work a certain machine for a certain exercise. Just start working everything.
Oh, by the way, rather than taking insulin for the diabetes, how about losing the weight and blah, blah, blah.
Tara.
Yeah.
Now, how many days a week do you wear the diaper?
I don't know, a couple.
Because bikini season is right around the corner. And I'm going to suggest a one piece. You ever see a thong?
Do you masturbate when you're doing this stuff?
No, not you. Sometimes I... Not, Drew, you ever see one of those thong back?
Never. I've never seen one.
Over a diaper?
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Tara, do you masturbate when you wear the diaper?
No.
Okay.
It's like a comfort.
It's a comfort
thing. It's a throwback.
Yeah, do you wear the pull-up kind or you just wear the old cloth kind?
They're like big version of baby diapers.
Mm-hmm. The adult kind.
Yeah.
Hey, they must be a little bit expensive, by the way. Like at 17, I don't think I could afford it. A box of diapers got to be 20, 30 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Easy.
Well,
how do you afford that?
I don't know. I worked for a while and I still have a lot of money saved up.
What'd you do?
I was the dishwasher at a restaurant.
Huh. Oh, yeah, so you must be sitting on a bundle.
Well, I have close to 1,000.
All right.
Well, that'll keep you in diapers.
Like $25
through
the summer. A week. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How much? I'm not done. How much is a box of diapers?
I get the jumbo pack of Walgreens. It's 36 of them for like $17.
Oh, see,
that's decent.
Shops around.
I could start wearing those instead of underpants at 75 cents a pop. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Get the jumbo. Mm-hmm. Although I probably would like a designer cut.
It would be kind of awkward in the summer with you diving into the pool through five times a day. I mean, what would you
the
do?
The diaper, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look into that. Let's talk
I guess
to...
You just throw it off.
Yeah, they're pull-ups. Flip it inside. Ooh, how about a reversible diaper? You know what I mean?
You mean just like a reversible coat so you get the designer print on the inside?
Well, no, I mean, you instead of crapping up the inside and throwing it away, you crap up the inside, turn it inside out, put it on again. Uh-huh. Hey, you got a sizable hash mark behind you, or in front if you spin it around like I do. But you got another, that's 100% more wear. Mm. 100%.
Mm.
Oh, who are we talking to?
Gina?
Hello?
You're 26?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I had a question.
All right.
I've been having sex with my boyfriend for like around 3 years already, mm-hmm. and I've never had an orgasm. And there was a couple of times that when I was riding him, you know, I didn't urinate on him. It was just like, you know, my water broke. Like if I was going to have a baby or something like that, it was like just not a lot, but it was just like a little bit. Is that an orgasm or what?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, probably, what else could it be? Unless she had a cyst or something.
Well, I mean, some women will have fluid emitted that's not... There's a female ejaculation that can occur. It typically is with orgasm. I guess it could occur just through a milking of the glands down there. But usually, you know you have an orgasm is a separate experience. Did you experience anything when the fluid was coming out?
Like, I mean, I felt, you know, it felt good when I was riding him and everything, you know. I was, you know, I didn't know what it was, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this? You know, and he even asked me, did you just finish urinating on me? And I was like, no.
Yeah. Oh, good.
No.
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 Let's ask Mr. Al. A one, a two, a three.
No.
All right. Well, when you put the in front of no, sometimes it seems like you're lying. That's why I always go, huh? I buy myself a little time.
Yeah.
Did you just urinate on me, dude? Huh? Yeah, all right, Gina. Well, that's just you.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nothing's wrong with you.
I hope you're actually having an orgasm. You should know it if that's what's
happening. Yeah, you're fine.
It's a good time.
All right, you in love with this guy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, mazel tov, as your people say. All right. She's calling from Hanford, California. I could hear by her accent she's probably a Jew.
Yeah.
You know, I like to speak in the people's language who are calling the show.
Oh, those farmer communities, you know.
Yeah, you know. Drew, we were out in Irvine for the fabulous weenie roast out for K-Rock last night. And, Drew, I don't know if you've noticed, but I saw several hundred left turn arrows pop up all red on the way back to the Marriott Hotel and all throughout Irvine.
Yeah,
A string of them on deserted highways.
But it was not a red arrow. It was a green arrow.
No,
because I turned left on... Well, I mean,
You got lucky because they were turning red, and I drove through at least three of them,
good.
By
they
the
can,
way.
They can pollute Orange County, too. It's great.
I certainly would like to. It is my plan. And again, people, it is my... it is my sincere wish that you all join me in this cause of ignoring the red arrow, the light. Now, a lot of people get confused with this. A lot of people are just, I don't know if you sleepwalk through life or you don't really care or you don't know. Like, are you the kind of people that if I put a tack in your shoe, you wouldn't notice it? People are just zombies, and I think the man counts on that.
Oh, yes.
Because if anyone had an ounce of dignity or an intelligence, we would be insulted by what the man foists upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, everyone. The signal is green, there's a left turn arrow that is red, and there's zero traffic approaching. Why? And explain to me what is so dangerous about turning left in that situation. My thing is, I just turn left. I don't wait for the whole thing to cycle or to get T-boned by a drug addict or carjacked. I just turn. And I've never gotten a ticket. I've done it into the thousands of times. I did it five times yesterday out in Irvine. I do it everywhere all the time. And here's why. Everyone is freaked out by it. But let me tell you guys something, because I know. I study the man. I'm inside. I got the cop brain in my brain. I know how they think. Here's how cops work. And think about this, everybody. They don't write you tickets for going through red lights and turning through red arrows. Everyone is scared S-less about that. But the reality is if you stopped at a red light, looked left, looked right, looked in your rear view, and then drove through it, you'd get a ticket one out of every 15,000 times. You just wouldn't. You get many more tickets just changing lanes, talking on the phone, going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and the 35.
And when you catch their eye.
Yeah, and when you're sleeping. You don't realize you're out breaking the law.
Right.
Drew, out of every mile you drive, you're breaking the law 7/8 of a mile. You're rolling through four-way stop signs. Yeah. You're on the phone. You're unsafe lane changes. You're following people too closely. You're going 10 miles an hour. I mean, if they wanted to write you a ticket for almost anything, they could give it to you almost any time and almost every journey you've ever been on.
Yep.
Except for when the a-hole drives us to the airport and he goes 51.
Yes.
All right. Anytime you're behind the wheel, you could be pulled over at any time anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not just add the arrow to the list? Number one. Number two, cops looking for movement.
Right.
They're looking for things that look strange.
Right.
They want to see you swerve. They want to see you speed by them. When you go through the arrow, it doesn't look like anything
unless they're directly behind you. Yeah.
If they're coming, let's say they're the other car. They're the set of headlights in the distance that's coming the other direction.
Yep.
Do you think it looks like anything to them that some car safely a mile ahead of them turned while the light was green?
Well, they might see the red arrow for the a-hole sitting there waiting for the light, the direction they're going. However, I see them assuming, it's a computer thing. They probably get a green arrow because nobody coming our direction.
Oftentimes, they don't have them synced up going the same direction or anything. Now, if the cops stopped at the red light going the other direction, it doesn't look like anything either.
Nope.
It just looks like you going. It looks like every other intersection he ever sees, so it doesn't register to the cop, and that's why I've been able to do it thousands of times. I beg all of you within the sound of my voice to join me on this, and then one day I'm going to get a ticket and it's going to be the worst nightmare of the municipality gives it to him, because I'm going for a full jury.
Perfect.
And I will beat it.
I will beat it. Let's get our Culver City PD guys out here to wait tonight.
Give me a ticket. I beg you pussies to give me a ticket. I will beat it, I guarantee it.
But will you change the law for the rest of us?
I will.
That's the question.
I will get it changed. Again, I'm not saying I'm Rosa Parks. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying
You're in that league.
You got to mention me in the same breath.
All right.
Once I get this taken care of, and think of the millions of man hours it's going to save.
Yeah.
Everyone just sitting in deserted. I was in Irvine 12 o'clock last night. It was deserted.
Yeah.
And just idiots just sitting at red arrows, just deserted. Mm-hmm. What is that? How much time do we have to burn? And why can't we put that on a timer? All right.
While you're at it, we work on the sprinklers in Los Angeles with the rain.
They can't put the goddamn signal on a timer. Can't be done.
Impossible.
Impossible.
How dare you?
They worked the strobe light out with the camera where the picture arrives. Think of this technology, everyone. Just think of this technology. In Los Angeles, there's a million intersections. If you drive through that intersection, 2/10 of a second off of when the thing is timed, the yellow light is timed,
you'll see
about 5 strobe lights hit you when a camera parked 80 feet away on a 3-story pole will shoot your car from 90 different angles, and 4 days later, you'll get something in the mail that has your face, your car's, your license plate, the car's a VIN number on it, how fast you're going, the date, the second, everything.
Yep.
That sounds like technology to me.
Pretty elaborate.
That, no problem. That's a layup. You putting the goddamn red arrows on a goddamn timer so we don't have to sit around at 4 in the morning waiting for them to change? No.
No way.
Oh. What are we about? What do you think we are, about 50 years away from that from a technological standpoint?
Oh, we have much.
Maybe 100
that.
Years?
Yeah, 100 years.
Maybe our grandkids can enjoy it. Pussies. Milking everyone. Of course. And here's all you need to know. One of them's revenue. The other, no revenue. Or possibly even hurt revenue. They don't get to write a ticket.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
All right, here's a quick call from Alicia.
Blood-sucking vermin.
Alicia, 21?
Yes.
What's happening?
Adam can help you with this one.
I do know this. What do you got?
Well, I have this unfortunate thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I sweat on my face, and it's not just like a little bit. It's like embarrassing.
All right.
All Adam right. had that.
Do you turn red, too?
No. No. Oh, okay. See, that's why I called, because I was told that Adam had some kind of surgery that prevented that.
I used to have sweaty head. My face sweat. It's basically my forehead was the number one, and then would just drip down my forehead. It was funny because a lot of people have sweaty head.
Yeah.
Where you see their hair starting to like stick to the back of their neck and stuff. I never really even had sweaty head. I had sweaty forehead.
And lip, too. Your lip used to go a little bit.
The lip thing was weird because the lip thing kicked in much later in life. Never had it.
That's
until,
what I have going on
until recently.
The lip thing.
All right, so give Alicia a little pep talk here.
You can have a surgery, like they have surgery for sweaty palms, which I suggest people with sweaty palms get, or please do not extend your hand to me, especially when there's no real need to shake. Hey, dude, you're cool. I'll give you a thumbs up, but we have to shake on that one. A lot of that at the Weenie Roast yesterday. They have one for underarm sweat, and then they have one for head sweat. The head sweat is kind of the most involved.
The operation.
Yeah, the procedure.
They have to go through your chest.
They go in through your armpit, and they vibrate some nerve or something, and it works. But here's the thing, too. They also have topical medicines, and they have pills you can take. Like, that's not good for every single day, but if you had, like, a job interview or something, you could put this stuff on.
It's called Xerac W, as I remember right.
Right. Alicia?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know what? When I had this surgery done, there was like a 18-year-old chick.
Also had it done.
Good-looking blonde chick from like Arizona was doing it.
Yeah. Screaming like, bloody murder, though.
She was. Which made, like, I couldn't tell why I was in a... First, okay, I got things to say. But, yeah, get this surgery. Why not?
Oh, there are, you'll see websites out there. There's little websites out there about people having their lives ruined by this surgery. Oh, I've never been the same.
You end up sweating more in other parts of your body, but who cares?
Oh.
Well, what do you want? You want to completely shut off?
No, your body needs to sweat.
Your body needs to sweat. If you're a big sweater, that's the way it is. But just go on the internet and start checking it out, because there are things you can do. And there's also topical stuff and pills and things you can take.
Uh-huh. Which we maintained Adams on for a few years, and it was marginally effective.
The topical stuff. I mean, yeah, it works okay.
All right.
What do you want me to do? Come over there with a scalpel? Everyone's disappointed. Like, oh.
Yeah. I thought you'd pull out my stellate ganglia by yourself.
Yeah, Alicia, I'm going to dispatch a medevac helicopter over to Boise, Idaho, and I'll bring you to a specialist in Zurich. What the hell do you want me to do? I told you as much as I could tell you about this goddamn procedure. What do you want me to do? Perform it?
Well, did you have it done, though? You had it done,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yes, we were just been talking about it.
I know, no, but what's the recovery like from it? You know, I don't want it to be, like, you know, really...
He was 6-month body cast.
He was back working, like, the next day.
That day.
And he'd had a hernia operation a week prior.
Yeah, which wasn't nearly as bad.
But then the girl screaming next to you did upset you a little bit.
It's a little chest pain. It's like somebody kicked... It's like a mule kicked you in the sternum. But nothing, I'll tell you, the worst part about any surgery is the saltines I haven't eaten since I was 13, and then the box of bad mixed juice that you, the fruit tropical fruit punch, you suck like an invalid.
I will remind you, the worst part of the hernia surgery the week prior was you insulting my neighbor and anesthesiologist friend in a state of intoxication.
No, he was screwing around with me, so I screwed around with him.
Right.
Yeah, but... Seriously, Drew, you guys can't do better. You can't get some Wheat Thins and a Martinelli's. I got to suck off a box like a retarded 14-year-old, stuff that's worse than Sunny D, and then eat soda crackers, the worst food. I heard a nutritionist once say the worst food ever made. Salt and shortening and white flour
and
sugar.
I've always found it very interesting that the hospital industry can never seem to take a page from hotel industry. It's like hotels have sort of got it figured out.
Yeah.
And why can't we translate over to hospital?
I know, because you're recovering, and they're like, would you like some saltines? Well, first off, you're jacked up, and you're trying to tear the thing out of the cellophane, and it's busting, and it's in your mouth, and it's drooling everywhere. And then it's like, would you like a box of punch? Yeah, I got a whole cooler full of boxes of punch at home.
Looking forward to getting back to?
Yeah, I really got to get in my boxes of punch. I keep a few boxes of punch. What do I look like? Am I like my 9? Go get some goddamn juice. Yep. Box of punch. How about this? How about a little grape juice? How about a little apple juice? Some of them Martinelli sparkling apples, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Like a nice adult.
Right now, in fact, let's
or,
go.
By the way, what the harm in the beer? I already got the ride home. How about you crack
and
me a
beer? And
you're
already pretty effed up from all
I'm
that.
I'm effed season. Up. This will cool me down. Yeah, it'll bring me down nice. It'd be a nice step.
All right, Mr. Heavyweight.
I'm just saying, I got to drink a punch, a box of something that just says orange punch
drink
mix on it. Like a 9-year, like you never talk. Okay.
All right, here we go. Come on, break.
Okay, all right.
You got lots to say.
I got things. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
By the way, Adam, I was kind of thrown tonight. We started our show. Our engineer sort of chimed in and said, have a great show, guys. Upbeat, positive, like,
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, no, usually each show begins about 5 seconds before the show goes, and I'm like, Anderson, are you high? He's like, F you, dude.
No,
and you're on.
No, it's a 2-1.
And he doesn't even get to 1 sometimes. Anderson usually like 5.
Go.
4-3. And I hear his head hit the mic.
But tonight, was that Todd? Is that you, Todd?
Yeah. Todd's like, have a great show, fellas.
Hey, love working with you guys.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, a new broom sweeps clean. Believe me, if Todd were here for a few years, he'd be like,
oh, of course.
Yeesh, street, yeah. And then he'd just break wind into the mic. Roxanne?
Yes?
You're 21?
Huh?
You're 21?
That's correct.
All right. Okay. What's up?
Okay. Here's my problem. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you either because this is just blunt. I'm involved with an older man. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of baggage. Like
what
a
does
lot
that
of
mean?
Baggage.
What does that mean?
Like he's got the ex-girlfriend, the ex-wife his ex-wife was like the kind of high school sweetheart type thing. And she has 2 kids. They got married right out of high school and they had 2 kids together.
How old is he now?
29.
29? I thought you were going to describe somebody 48 or something.
How old are the kids?
Paige is 9.
Oh, good. Paige. Remember Paige? We met her last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hate to say, but Paige's birthday was May 17th.
Oh, so she's 10 now.
Yeah, she's 10.
Okay, anyway. And?
I got her one of those riding. It's not a full-size Hummer. It's a smaller one, but it's battery.
You have a daughter named Paige, too?
No, we're talking about the same person.
Oh, you guys know my...
Of course. Well, Paige.
Well, you're out in Orange County.
I've been calling you guys. I hope
Drew and I were out there in Irvine last night. Word gets around.
And you mentioned Paige. I mean, of course we would know exactly what you're talking about.
So she's 9, and how old is little Sammy?
His name is Elias.
Elias, yeah.
Elias, I mean. He's 8.
Eli, yeah, he's 8.
Well, Eli, you told her to share the Hummer with Eli.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, because I mean, that's how kids are. But so 8 and 9.
8 and 9, and then he's got another little girl named Pierce, and
oh
she's
God.
5.
Right,
and they live in Arizona.
Listen, be kind to these people for 1 second and not mention their names on the radio, please.
One's not good enough? Oh.
No. Oh, okay, hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
First off, you think Roxanne thinks she's talking to Lycus or something? There's a weird, we seem to get it more in other people where there's sort of a non-tracking.
Yeah.
But obviously they know they're speaking to us. They called us. We didn't call them.
You mean when we start trying to make them behave in a healthy fashion that's
or start asking them questions or something? I feel like for at least 3/4 of the conversations we have on this radio are sort of half a conversation.
Yes. And I want to attribute that to nerves.
Okay.
I want to believe they're nervous.
All right.
Oh, she just hung up.
She's hung up.
Well, she is. Maybe try again.
Is she back? Yeah. No. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Paige?
It's Eli.
I mean, Eli?
Hello?
All right, hold on a second. All right, so he's got a lot of baggage.
Whatever that means. Obviously, has multiple children.
Has a lot of kids. And he's 29. He's got a girlfriend. The girl obviously has got kids from an ex-wife and an ex-girlfriend.
All the BS about childhood sweetheart and all that stuff is just total crap. The guy's a predator of sorts. He's sort
yeah. How old was she? 21?
Yeah. He's more than a predator. He's a menace. I think it's more of a better way of putting it.
Well, here's the thing, y'all. You see, you guys are all out on Friday nights, kicking up your heels, drinking your wine coolers, dropping your ex, snorting your peyote, or whatever the hell you're doing. I stay home, and I watch 2020 and 48 Hours and all these shows. And every episode is the same thing. It's about this serial. People that are serial, you know, they marry, they kill, they collect insurance, they whatever, they have a rap, they have a story. And it's always the same thing. They come in like gangbusters, they shower the person with gifts, and the next thing you know, the parents start getting, you know, inklings when the person said he was a Navy fighter pilot, but when the dad asked him how much fuel weighs, he has no idea, and all these little things start coming up. But they do it over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Now, you, at a certain point, become a victim because you crank out a kid with this guy, or you get married, or he has you killed via contract killer, or he maxes out your credit cards. But there's a threshold point. You know, maybe it's week number 6, maybe it's week 9, maybe it's month 5.
Where you wake up.
There's a threshold point where you have to sort of stop and go, why get in? Why? I can see what this guy's done. He's been divorced a couple times. He's got a few kids from different families.
But that was a childhood sweetheart thing, Adam. That was too soon. And the next girl, she was a bitch. She abused him, and she didn't give him what he needed. And the next one, she manipulated him. It's her fault.
Now, I understand when it's the other way around. I understand when you're a single mom and you're 41 and you have 3 kids and the guy married his secretary and he left you with the mortgage and the kids and some 29-year-old guy comes around. It's like, look, any port in a storm. I mean, you're desperate. You're looking for something at this point.
That's who these guys prey on.
What's that?
That's who these guys prey on, by the way.
Yeah, but when you're a young woman.
Yeah.
And someone comes with a whole bunch of baggage, or even a young man and somebody shows up with a ton of baggage. Why? Oh, big ass? Yeah.
Or their dad was a sociopath. Criminal, right. And they got to find that.
All right.
Got to find that.
All right. I'm just saying, people, all you need to do is take a look at the history, and that's where all your answers will be provided.
You know, I want to write another book.
Please do.
What drives us crazy, Adam, think about it. What really drives us crazy is that the Americans, this culture, does not seem to understand what motivates.
No.
What makes somebody make a certain choice, do the same thing again, go, you know what I mean? Isn't that
right.
it? Isn't that what we're complaining about?
And not only that, but talk about this culture not caring. You know, the court system, we have a court system that says, yeah, all those 911 recordings of Anna Nicole Brown or Nicole Brown Simpson calling 911 screaming, he's going to kill me, he's going
to
kill me.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Inadmissible. Neither here nor there. So those won't be admissible. Well, that's all you need to know.
That's right.
In my opinion.
Of course.
You got 10 separate phone call recordings of her screaming, he's going to kill me, on 10 separate occasions. Then she shows up dead. That's about all you need to know.
Yeah.
And we just figure out who the he is.
Well, Adam, we got it. Well, they'll find the he one day.
Yeah.
They'll find him. He's out there.
And that's, you know the fact that your last 3 wives died from mysterious circumstances, and now you're on trial for the 4th, and we can't bring up the first 3.
All right.
That's all you need to know.
This is what drives us crazy, though, isn't it? Is that we want it somehow we want to have it that both ways. That people that do crazy things and behave in crazy ways are just like everybody else. Anybody could do that. Anybody.
Right.
Right? It's the runaway bride. Anybody. Right. Your neighbor. Anybody.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not.
No.
I think we're so indoctrinated to daytime dramas and movies about sick people.
Right.
That's all drama. Dramas are about sick people.
Yeah.
And we interpreted them as being about anybody.
Right.
They're not.
No.
Most of this country is sick people. No.
You wonder about all these, pedophiles that are abducting these kids that have were in the joint for 13 years. And that's all you need to know about how much people change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's about all people do. People get sober. They don't really change that much.
No, they do. They do. To stay sober, they change a lot.
No. I mean, the ones that are effed up on drugs are doing things they wouldn't do.
No, but when they... No, in order to stay sober, they got to actually change.
All right, but the point is they get sober, and then you have a safe person.
Right,
again, a
different person.
You don't have the person that stole the old woman's purse because they were freaked out of their mind on crack, you know?
Right.
That's what you get. But minus the drug part... Pedophiles, they don't really change that much.
Well, you know what? Even the crack addict doesn't change. I had a conversation with a patient about this today, in fact, is that people really don't change until they believe what they're doing is going to kill them.
Right.
That's when they really change.
All right.
When they get to a point, they go, oh, my God, this I'm going to die if I don't make a change and really change. Then they change.
All right.
But well, oftentimes not till then.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
You usually date guys, but now you're seeing a girl.
I am.
How did that work out?
Well, basically, I had my heart completely broken by my ex-boyfriend. And soon after, there's this girl who's around giving me attention, and next thing you know, we're dating and hooking up, and it's been about 6-7 months now.
So you've just sort of switched teams. You're not really bi. You're just in love with a girl.
I guess. Never thought about it before. I don't know what the heck happened.
Well, I don't think this is about sexual orientation. This is about being alone, liking this person, and off you went.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
How's the sex? All right, but let me ask this. How is the sex part of the relationship?
The what? I'm sorry?
The sex. How
That's
is it?
It's great. I mean, I have had more orgasms with her than any boyfriend I've ever been with.
Wow. All right, well, maybe you're a lesbian.
But I don't think so.
Well, why all the flexibility and uncertainty? Did you come from a, you know,
I hear about bisexuality and this, and I guess it exists, but, I mean, it's just confusing to me. It's like, here I am in limbo. Do I like girls? Do I like guys? Do I like both? And this is...
Well, you like,
well,
this,
you like
girl.
This girl. Yeah, you like this girl. You like this one. But let's sort of explore. I mean, were you sort of rendered this way? Did she have some trauma?
Hmm.
You can ask her.
Let me give a theory. We talk about women being much more flexible in the attraction department. They can like a short, fat, bald guy with a hooked nose because he's really witty and he's kind and he's interesting and he's clever and he's whatever. I think at a certain point it can transcend sexuality.
Yes.
Gender.
Yeah, you know,
they're just like...
Well, women particularly. Women can
do that.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm so flexible.
No, women are flexible. Yeah.
That this is a nice person, so what? She has a vagina.
However, I just want to test my other theory, which is it rarely happens without some...
All right, Stephanie. When did your dad molest you?
No, never have. Great family, wonderful family. Couldn't ask for a better one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 15.
15?
Yeah.
How old was the guy?
He was 17.
All right, that's a little bit problematic.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Anything else?
I've led a completely normal life. I have an amazing job.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm sorry?
What kind of work do you do?
I work with couples that have problems creating or having kids, basically. I work with egg donors and surrogate mothers.
Mm-hmm.
In what capacity?
She's a crotch hunter.
And what, in terms of setting
the people, put them together.
Administratively setting it up or actually doing some sort of counseling with them? Setting it up, all right.
Head on her. Snatch
so
on her.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah.
Egg hunter.
Egg hunter. Ooh. It's coming to FX.
It'd be a great series, wouldn't it?
Adam Carolla is egg hunter.
This week, in order to catch an egg,
he's got to become a rapist. Someone smuggling bootleg eggs in from Mexico, and Ace wants to know why.
In order to find that egg,
he's got to become a rapist. Always funny, Drew. All right.
I knew you'd like that.
All right, Stephanie.
Yeah.
All right, so whatever.
Interesting line of work.
Yeah.
Are you happy in this relationship?
More or less. We fight quite a bit, but...
Why?
We're just at different points in our life, I think.
Let me float another theory. Stephanie, we're just sort of theorizing about you. Infinitely healthy and therefore infinitely flexible.
Self-actualized that she can actually transcend.
She can just find the right person regardless of the gender.
Interesting.
We've never seen that before.
No. All right. Well, Stephanie, we don't know what to say. You're attracted to her. Obviously,
you, like her,
you don't have to really worry too much about getting married.
What's your viewpoint on bisexuality? I mean,
it doesn't exist too much in the wild in the pure form, but for women, I think it's much more feasible than it is for men.
And most bisexuality in young people particularly is about confusion, not a firm bisexual orientation. That's kind of unusual to have. By the way, bisexuality, you really need to be saying I'm either hetero or homo depending on who I'm with in my monogamous relationship.
Right.
Or else you're saying bye-bye to one or the other.
Well, here's the other thing, too. As a female, do whatever you want because you're not going to get pregnant and you're not going to get married.
With a female.
And if you're 23 and you're going down this path and you're a guy or whatever, or you're with a guy, it's like you're going to get knocked up, you're going to get married, you're going to get screwed up, you're going to get divorced. Here, do all you want. But please stop referring to these chicks that sell their eggs for $5,000 a pop as egg donors. No, they're egg merchants. You understand?
Egg saleswomen.
They're egg salespeople.
Egg brokers.
They're brokers. They're merchants. Whatever you want to call them.
Egg retailers.
Stop calling them donors. You know why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what happens when you bastardize the language. When you call everything rape. When you call everyone a donor, it actually takes away from the people who actually donate a mm-hmm. kidney or do an altruistic endeavor like that, where they actually do done things. No, you don't. They done things.
That's good. I like
to
that.
Done.
Okay, fine.
They done things.
Yes, yes, Woody.
The point is you are selling things. You should not be lumped in with the noble donors.
Yes, agreed.
Can you done things?
Now we can. I've never heard such a Jejun comment.
Can you done them out? Your Jejunosity is not appreciated.
I'm the most Jejun person I know.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. George Garcia's in here tomorrow night from Lost and Melinda Clark's in here on a Tuesday from the OC.
I ran into her at 3 in the morning the other night.
I heard you.
Oh, that's right. I just ran into her.
Drew was out in the lobby of the hotel in New York City.
Talking to you on the phone.
Talking to me on the phone.
Which, our nightly ritual. Even when it's 3 in the morning, I talk to him, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Old habits die hard.
Man, I was not saying lobby. I was standing in that, you know how in New York in colder climates, they have an outer door and an inner door. You mm-hmm. have two sets of doors. I was standing mm-hmm. between those two doors talking to you.
And she was coming home from somewhere?
Yeah.
Partying.
Yeah.
3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Little Tootsie problem?
Still asking. I'll bring that up when she comes
in.
Let's
see if she's on the booger sugar.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Huh?
John Ferreter right on her heels. Saw him right after that.
Ooh. Mm. No one knows who that is. Ooh.
You know.
I do. Ooh. Yeah. Jeff?
Yes.
You're 23?
What is up, Adam?
What's happening, my brother? Hold on a second. I don't want to I'll get all fired up. I can see this question.
Yeah, no, please.
Steven?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, when I was running, my friend, distracted me, and I ran into a pole, and when I ran into the pole, my balls cracked in half, and I went to see the doctor, and he's like, I don't know, and that's all he could tell me for now. He's like, Wait until we get some tests back, and I want.
What does cracked in half mean?
Well, I can feel them, and they're not connected. There's four different pieces.
Oh
really?
Physically cracked in half.
You can
like
crack. You can do that.
You could do
usually
that.
It still holds together. I mean, you don't feel different.
Maybe it's actually four separate.
I was really worried because
four separate pieces in the sac.
Are you still having pain or swelling?
Yeah.
You need to see a urologist, Stephen, right away. Mm-hmm. First thing tomorrow morning.
Strange that the doctor just sent you home.
Yeah, that was really weird.
You need to see a urologist. You need an ultrasound. Do not pass go. Just go do it. You can crack your testes. I don't know how you did both of them simultaneously. And they don't really feel cracked when you crack them. They sort of swell, and you can see the crack when you look on the ultrasound.
You shouldn't run when you're stoned, Stephen.
Well, how else are you going to run?
Well, he's not going to run, I guess. I guess that would even eliminate running. Steven? You smoke a lot of weed?
No.
How dare you?
No. Really?
Really.
What do you do?
I'm enrolled at a college.
Oh.
Kind of sounds like one of those. Remember that movie, You Are Our Only Hope? Those aliens that came down with Tim Allen?
I'm going to think about this for a second. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I'll tell you that one.
Adam.
Yeah.
Remember your idea about Pedophile Island? I'm getting into the gaming business, and I was starting to make that a game.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You had an idea for a movie of the week. It's the year 2018. Again, somehow when we go into the future just a few years, it makes a big difference.
Of course.
We've taken all the pedophiles and put them on one island, and now they all live there together, and a plane full of Eagle Scouts crashes into it.
Cub Scouts. Eagle Scouts, too old.
Yeah, too old. Pedophile Island. Awesome, yes?
Look for it in the PSPs.
Yeah, and then you do that thing, too, where you go, I'm hunting the ultimate prey. Man.
Cub Scouts.
You know when they do that ultimate prey thing, Drew?
That went away in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you something about the ultimate prey. The ultimate prey, you don't give a 20-minute head start to.
Because ultimate preys don't need it.
Ultimate preys just turn around and maul you.
Yes.
And knock that crossbow out of your hand and then start effing you. All right, let's take a break. We're going to take the, we're going to the ultimate place, the bathroom.
Yes.
We'll be back after this. Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. You ready to rock, Drew?
Let's go.
I was hanging out at the big Irvine Meadows Weenie Roast watching some of the bands. I forgot what Low Life's roadies were. They are really sort of part roofer, part trucker.
Yeah, that's about it. Part homeless.
Part homeless, yeah. Part hobo, part biker, part criminal. They're running from their past.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys wearing black. Saw a guy sporting a shirt and seen about 25 years, which is the practice football jersey with no numbers or name on it, but with the mesh.
Oh, yeah.
In the chest, but the solid shoulder and arm.
Yeah, sure.
You mix that with a pair of tight jeans, you have the ultimate white trash ensemble. You know that look? Crazy, weird, tight jeans. Yeah. And by the way, you know the guys when it was, you know, it's 105 degrees, they're running around and wearing this super tight jeans? What is that?
Uncomfortable, that's what that is.
My balls started sweating just watching these guys.
Yeah.
You know, like,
mine started weeping.
You know the thing about dress I found? They're either the guys that overdo it. These are the guys who are wearing the shorts and they're the pants, but they unzip them and they turn into shorts and they're wearing the high top all terrain action boots and they got themselves the wide brim hat with the shades and the
please,
you know
don't
there's
stop.
There's the crazy over the top guy
and there's the hobo guys like us
and no, I'm just saying for the temperature.
Oh yeah.
And then there's the guys who wearing the denim jacket and like loafers and like what's that guy? You don't see the in between guy that much, but that look, that mesh jersey thing right out of the 70s, where you can see the guy's belly button.
Oh yeah, perfect.
And by the way, those things are made out of recycled tennis balls.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't think of a worse thing to wear on a hot day. First off. You could put an infant in one of those things. You smell BO coming from that from like a newborn in a matter of seconds. Like, whoa, that kid's fun. Oh.
Well, plus there's years of BO on it from actually overwear. It's cooked into it.
Right, and it would be the equivalent to wearing like a trash bag.
Yeah.
Like poking your arms through a trash bag. Like a burlap, trash bag. Like,
a barrel.
I started itching and sweating and smelling just watching this dude in it. I was like, you don't want to put a T-shirt on or not? And by the way, do I really need to see the navel hair poking through? Your garment, right? I gotta get a look at the belly. I see. Oh, you got one nipple coming through the mesh there. You want me to get that for you?
That's a turn on.
You know what I'm saying? I know. And their thing is, it's hot. Yeah, but you're wearing tight jeans and biker boots. So what do you mean it's hot? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
But I would say, speaking of over the top, there was someone that got the award for sort of most festive yesterday. Someone had the best time. Someone we spent a little time with. You know, remember what I'm talking about? Do you see Pedro? Pedro is having a good time.
Yeah, Pedro from
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite. He's wearing a top hat. It was the belle of the ball.
Vote for Pedro.
Yeah, he was having a great time. I went
dancing for the camera.
I
couldn't tell if he was like on hallucinogenics or that's just him.
Yeah, you know, I realized too. speaking of looks and attire, I always feel bad for these guys that make a commitment to a certain look because then they're screwed because they can't go down and get a quart of milk like the rockabilly guys. Like,
right.
My commitment is zero. I'm a slob. I just put on sweatpants and flip-flops and just go everywhere. It's the best way to go because you've now declared...
Slob.
Yeah, I've declared slob, but otherwise you're rockabilly or you're goth or you're nouveau or whatever, and you got to put a ton of gel in your hair before you leave the house.
It's like having a costume to go out in.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I went to the Weenie Roast with Dickie from the Boston's, and Dickie has a look. Dickie can't wear shorts.
Ooh.
Well, think about it.
The guys in Boston don't wear shorts.
I know, but it's not in his repertoire of outfits.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was coming over at 3 o'clock, and we were going to leave for Irvine, and it was 110 degrees, and I was thinking, I'm putting shorts on, because I'm not going to be running all over this blacktop, frying my balls off. But I knew Dickie couldn't wear shorts because he cannot wear shorts because he's got a thing going on. He's Dickie. He's got a look going on. He's got some tats and all that stuff. So the poor guy showed up in his dungarees.
Oh.
And I don't even know. And like, I think he was sporting some like Doc Martens and stuff. I would have upside down heart on my ass the whole day from just sweating. All right, you ready to rock, Drew?
Here we go.
All right. This is a good call. Emily?
Hey.
16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have an ex-boyfriend who wanted me to taste his cum. And
did he actually say taste?
Yeah.
No, that's not the word he used.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh. How old is he?
At least he didn't say taste me.
Oh.
I was like...
How old is he?
Almost 20.
Almost 20.
What are you doing with a 20-year-old?
He's a sensual man, Drew.
Oh.
He wants to be
sampled.
All right. So, and almost 20 just means 20, by the way.
Yeah. Why you're the guy that's so old? You're 16.
Well, I'll be 17 in July.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
No,
why are you with a guy that's so old?
17 in 2 months.
I don't know. It just worked out that way. I wasn't even with a poor boyfriend when it happened.
Yeah. But, so what happened when he wanted you to taste him?
Oh, well, we were fooling around and stuff, and he was jacking himself off, and then he tried to cover himself up, but didn't work fast enough. So it kind of squirted on my face.
Well, what do you mean? Where were you when he was jacking himself
off? We were in
the
same bed, because he likes it when I'm like touch him, like on his stomach or on his back and stuff.
Do you guys have sex?
No.
Oh, see? Someone's old-fashioned.
I'm actually disturbed by how confused she is about what he's up to.
Well, why do you have oral sex with him?
Sometimes.
Emily.
Sometimes.
You just do not understand what you're into here.
Well, wait a second. Why sometimes? And what's he doing to himself? I mean, you guys aren't having intercourse, though, right?
No, we do. It's just like...
Oh, but I thought you said you weren't.
We weren't at the time.
Oh, so when he was lying on his back jacking himself off, you weren't actually having intercourse with him.
My God.
By the way, we have the world's dumbest callers. Please, everyone.
But this is more than dumb. This is disturbingly naive.
Yeah.
He's lying on his back.
He's jacking himself off, and some shot off. He tried to block it, but it hit me in the head. Are you guys having sex? Huh? No. Well, not at the time.
Not at that moment.
I think sometimes people think we're as dumb as they are, Drew, and I think that's where the problem is. Like, we would have been confused about, well, wait a minute, I don't get it. I mean, he's jacking himself off, but you're in him, right? Or he's in you, or...
No. He was on top of me, but he was over me. Emily, do me a favor. Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Find the closest junior college to where you live and go reserve yourself a spot. Just go over there. And you can be, I'm guessing you could be a legacy. Like you have an older brother went there or something. Claim your chair with the desk attached to it.
Okay. All right. Why am I doing this?
Just to get a head start.
Emily, here's the deal. By the way, this idea that he accidentally did what he did, he was intentionally doing this and aiming.
And why is it that you guys were not having sex?
Because I couldn't at the time.
Why?
You know, that monthly thing? Yeah, that's just kind of gross.
Okay.
So you don't want to when you're having your period?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are you using for protection besides
prayer?
Pillowcase.
Generally?
Yeah.
Condoms.
Yeah, but you guys are about 60% with the condoms at best.
So what else are you doing?
Well, after I was done with this period, I'm about to get on birth control.
You're gonna?
What do you mean about to get on? Today is the day you would start.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you starting today?
I didn't get to the clinic because it's closed.
Mm-hmm. Emily,
mm-hmm.
I'm worried about you and your life. You seem exquisitely naive, pretty stupid, and something bad's going to happen to you.
You got to get control of things here.
We're not actually dating anymore, so, you know.
No, Emily, you're not convincing us differently than what we just
did. Why aren't you dating anymore?
Just issues.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. That's the issue.
All right.
Cut this guy out. You'll be happier in the long run.
Don't get pregnant.
You need a couple more years of life under your belt before you understand what relationships are, who you are in a relationship, and what men are.
Right.
What motivates men.
You're going to be a senior this year?
Yeah, next year.
This coming year.
This coming year.
Yeah.
Since we're at the end of this one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go get yourself a job as soon as you graduate and screw junior college, all right? I don't want you wasting time. All right.
This one, I think, needs a little education.
No, you're not going to. Well, you're not going to get a junior college. You got to go somewhere and get a job. All right, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I may forego my senior year if I was you.
Go to the clinic tomorrow and get on birth control.
You're not going to college, are you?
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to probably go to art college.
Art college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, boyfriend was doing the spin art on her face.
Yes, he was. Accidentally.
It's a great guy. Accidentally jumped up and dove on her head with his groin. Yeah. Now he's moving on. Guys are awesome. Yeah. All right. Had a yeast infection for a year. Yeah, I don't want to talk to that person yet. Jeff?
Yes?
You're 23?
What's happening, brother? I got a quick idea about your red light running little diatribe you went on a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I practice it a lot.
Mm.
So over here,
have you ever been pulled over?
No, not yet.
You're going through the red arrows, right?
Absolutely. And you made a good point. I mean, some are protected and some aren't. I heard you once say, if they didn't trust us with cars, we'd all be running into the walls anyway, right?
Yeah. I know. Like, we can't decide what's safe and what's prudent and what's not.
Yeah.
Every single second you're behind the wheel, you have the opportunity to turn onto a kid's lawn and run into the master bedroom of the house.
Yeah.
That's right.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can hop up. Well, you hear it every once in a while. Just go to the farmer's market, hop up on the curb, and start plowing people like a publicist.
Let's take it to the next level, Adam. Let's take this movement to the next level.
How do we do that?
A union, a fund, something where everyone wants to be involved in this movement to take it, stick it to the man. $1 a month.
People start paying?
Start paying, and when you get a ticket, if you are a subscriber to this union, the union's going to take care of that ticket for you.
Oh.
I like that idea.
It's more of an insurance policy.
But I would rather everyone just fought it. I would rather everyone drove through the red light when it was safe. The red arrow when it was safe. And then if you do get a ticket, and so far I've been through thousands, I've never gotten one. But if you do, then you fight it, and they have to explain to you why what you did was dangerous in that particular intersection as opposed to the intersection before it and the one after it that don't have an arrow. And by the way, that one, which never had one for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's had one for 45 minutes? Yes? All right. Mm-hmm. Instead of telling people that turning right on a red is legal in California, that we can't get into. Oh, Drew, what I could do for this goddamn city.
Please.
How I could get
Stop.
It moving.
Stop.
All right. Lily?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Well, you have big boobs?
Uh-huh.
How big are they?
They're large C, almost a D.
Hmm.
Now, what's your...
What's the number attached to them?
I'm not sure.
You don't know what size bra you wear?
Well, I do, but, like, it's kind of confusing because I wear, like, three different sizes.
All right, give us the middle one.
Probably, like, a 36 C.
C?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much thinking, by the way, about what size bra you wear when you're concerned about it? Yeah. Can anyone give an answer?
What are your three? Just out of curiosity, what are the three sizes?
Well, I have like a 32D.
All right.
And a 34C.
But your middle is 36C?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least that's what I was told when I was measured.
Okay, so... Okay, so that'd be the middle. The highest one would be the middle one.
Yeah.
So, like, if you opened a movie theater and you were at the concession stand, the extra large would be the medium, and then the medium would be bigger than the large?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Starbucks kind of does that. All right, and how big's the rest of you?
I'm 4'9".
Gee.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would probably weigh like 115.
15. All right. And by the way, that 32D, that's the bra you want to find in the hamper when you're working at the house and you're rummaging around. Anyway, Lily.
Just saying.
Your question is?
Yeah. There's these guys at my school, and I like one of them, but... I'm afraid to say something to them because a lot of people think that I'm a slut and a whore, but I've never really done anything with anybody.
Why would they think that?
Slut and a whore. should cover.
Why would they think that?
I guess, I don't know. Like, these girls started a rumor about me and somebody, but I don't even know the person. Huh. And so, yeah.
Yeah, well, wait a second. Here's why I always yell at people who worry about other people or claim other people are doing this. I find it to be a form of narcissism or being conceited to say that other people are saying other things about you. I find they don't say it nearly as much as you think they do, and somehow that makes you more important. Somebody started a rumor that you had sex with some guy who've never met, and it had caught on. You know what I'm saying? The girls can be tough.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they care about themselves, and they can be a little cruel.
But you know that shunning stuff. They actually get power by shunning, and so they'll shun one person.
Yeah.
That's the way to do that.
I know, but here's the reason I say this, Drew, and I know. You went to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs. I went to North Hollywood High. I was like 35 middle-class screwball kids from the valley. And trucked in from the city and the barrio and up in Hebrew Heights. They came from all over the place, Drew. Stop that. And I know what's going on. It was a nice sampling of just screwed up teenagers. And there's a little of this going on, but meh.
All right, well, anyway, let's assume there's a fair amount. Let's just address it. That women that grow sort of sexualized bodies, particularly when they're young.
She's 16.
I know, but you get looked at by guys for that, and guys sort of get preoccupied with that.
She's a C/D.
Guys kind of into that, and the girls sort of get defensive about it and make sort of gang up on you a little bit. But
yeah.
There's an easy way to sort of take it all down. Just wear dress down.
Yeah, but when you're 4'11 and you dress down, you just start walking around looking like a mascot. You look like a troll from Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Right.
Hey, Lily?
Yeah?
Do you dress, do you wear tight blouses?
No. Mm. I'm the kind of person that, like, I don't wear tight things.
All right.
I don't really wear things that would make people think.
Okay. Right. Who's the guy you're interested in? Do you think he likes you?
Well, yeah, that's what people have said. But
why don't you ask him
now? And so... I don't know.
Why don't you just go talk to him?
Yeah, go talk to him, Lily. It's fine. Relax.
It's not that big a deal. It really isn't. You get a little older, you realize, who cares? No one knows. No one cares.
He'll be fine. He'll like talking to you. Guarantee it.
Go talk to him.
He'll be a little weird and freaked out, but that's because he's uncomfortable, not because he doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Ooh. Drew. Projecting. Getting cathartic. Yeah, just go talk. And look, I know everything's clicky and everything's, peer pressure-y, but no one really cares. I just remember people in high school, some would hook up, some wouldn't, some had girlfriends, some had boyfriends. And it wasn't that big a deal. You couldn't go steal somebody else's person, or you could even do that. But the point is people don't care nearly as much as you think they care when you're 16.
That's true. because they're all worried about their own ass.
Yes, they're busy thinking you care about their ass.
But there is a little bit of ganging up stuff that goes on.
They can do that. Yeah. Heidi?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
What's up?
My husband, I've been married for 2 years. My husband's penis has gotten considerably larger in, like, the last 6 months.
How do you know that?
Go ahead.
How do you know that?
No.
How do you know?
It's just bigger. It doesn't fit as well as it did before. We've been married for 2 years and dated for a lot longer than that.
But maybe there's something changing with you.
I don't know. He notices it being bigger, too, when he's playing with himself.
He's playing with himself. God.
Let me just do a recreation. My husband's penis is bigger than it was 6 months ago.
How do you know that?
Huh?
How do you know that?
Come again?
Maybe it's...
What?
How do you know that?
Oh, because it's just bigger.
I got it.
Okay. All of a sudden, boom, snaps into focus. Huh. You repeating the question and putting just in front of it it's not going to work. Kristen? Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to talk to Kristen. I'm going to talk to Heidi.
Heidi.
Yeah. Heidi.
Yes.
You've seen his penis for the last how many years?
On and off for the last 7.
And it seems like it's made a move in the last 6 months.
Well, it feels larger.
It feels larger. Have you done the water displacement test?
No.
Have you measured?
No.
All right.
Why not? Why hasn't your husband measured?
What's wrong with him?
Question. I'm just worried, medically concerned about it, because it's not something that he thinks is relevant to go to the doctor for.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right. I agree.
It's not going to do anything.
No.
All right. There are times.
Let's see though. Has he got a new job or anything?
No.
No.
New girlfriend?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. There are not all boners were created equal, Drew.
Mm.
There are times, it's sort of like there are days when you wouldn't mind someone taking a picture of it, and then there are days where it's like no cameras in the courtroom, no cameras in the bathroom,
makeup,
big powder, boom, big powder puff. No, there's some days when I don't know. Just see, there are days your body feels that way. You take your shirt off, and you all of a sudden, ooh, not bad. You see a vein in your arm and stuff. You sort of look muscular. And then days you take your shirt off, and you get in front of the mirror, and it's like, things seem to work.
Yeah, they do.
Something.
And some of that may be levels of circulating testosterone changing. And that's why I asked about the job, because men that get into positions of authority, that testosterone levels do go up.
Mm-hmm.
New relationships goes up, or multiple relationships. So, you know, when you start moving into alpha male roles, your biology responds to that. And I've heard anecdotal reports that might affect slightly penis size, but not much.
Now, again, if he is going to measure the penis, here's my rule of thumb. The penis, and this is how I measure mine, again, because there's some controversy. Do you take the ruler and stuff it in your abdomen? Do you put it on the bottom side of your penis? Do you do it lying down on your back? Again, here's the unofficial way I measure. From the center of the anus to just past the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you come up with 5. That way it's good.
I round up. Yeah. I will round up to 5. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, Christine is going to give us advice for chicks to have orgasms. Guaranteed, she says, after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get to the phones and speak to Kristen, who's 25. Kristen?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
First off, I want to say, Adam.
Corolla. Yeah.
Feel much better now.
You haven't spoke about it yet this week, but I'm really, really wanting to get the pool game changed from Marco Polo to Adam Carolla. And I'm feeling, I feel like people are behind me.
Of course.
And I know what it's like to have people not be behind a brilliant idea of mine. I don't think people initially jump behind my Attack Crows idea.
Red Arrow took some time to catch on.
The dogs that sniffed cancer, venereal disease. People are off. There's many, many things people didn't jump on me with, but I think replacing Marco Polo with Adam Carolla is
immediately rang true for people.
Yeah, and again, the smear campaign against Marco Polo is going to be awesome. Marco Polo says he's a family man, but is he? You start explaining, and we like I said, I don't want to play the racist card, but I'll certainly float it.
Courageous man.
Yeah, you know, listen, there wasn't a white guy, there a European guy alive in the 13-somethings that didn't enslave a few people of color. I'm just going to hold it. I'm just going to say the facts. That's all. All right. All right, go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, well, I just want to say a lot of people call, and they, like, a lot of females call, and they've never been able to have an orgasm ever. Mm-hmm. And you guys give them the advice of, like, the running the bath water or whatever.
Yeah.
And... you know, I bet you that if they actually just, like, put in a pornography, like, a video or read a magazine and just masturbated, it'd probably be a lot easier.
A lot of girls get nothing out of that, Chris.
Read a magazine.
Yeah, first of all, reading the magazine is a different thing than looking at pictures or looking at a porno.
Right.
Do you mean read one or look at a magazine?
Do I?
No, I mean, when you say read a magazine, do you mean look at the pictures?
Look at the pictures, or you can read, like, erotic literature, which turns a lot of females on.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm kind of down with you on the erotic literature.
That's why there are Harlequin novels and, what was that, Penthouse Forum. Those are for women.
Oh, they are.
Men get nothing out of that stuff.
Sometimes it seems like you guys underestimate... like the raw sensuality that
No, Kristen. No, we don't underestimate the raw sensuality.
How dare you speak to a man of such exquisite passion as Dr. Drew and sell him that he's not sensitive to raw sensuality.
Sensual men like yourself.
First off, Drew is a sensualist.
How dare you?
Okay. How dare you?
What you underestimate is how diverse women are.
Right.
And there's plenty of women like you, but most are not like you.
No.
And this is the point. And every woman thinks that the other women is somehow lying or distorted, haven't figured the key out yet. And the fact is the reality of the diversity in the X chromosome is so profound that women's sexual functioning is expressed a phenomenally complex variety.
Well, is a guy, I could only imagine if I met another guy and it was like, I was like, this chick had huge cans, and she popped into porn and started performing oral on me, and the guy went, ugh.
Ugh. Why'd that do that for you? That's something for you? Ugh.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you high?
You'd start beating him.
I'd start beating him with my shoe. I keep a slipper just for beating guys who disagree with me sexually.
Or if you were to think to yourself, you'd be the guy thinking, oh, I can't talk about that because I don't understand what he's talking about. It's different for me. What's he talking about?
So the point is women are all over the sexual man.
It has nothing to do with, very little to do with the social context. There's just a fantastically diverse biology there. It turns out the Y chromosome comes in sort of one type. So what makes a male, is pretty much the same across all males.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes a female female and her sexual functioning is terrifically diverse.
So, Kristen,
you're what you call androgenized. So for you, things that are more masculine types of arousal systems, things that are more visual or into it for you, they're women that have absolutely zero on the visual frontier.
But the advice of, you know, reading something erotic certainly couldn't hurt, but it's just going to sort of move them in that direction. Eventually, if they ain't able to run some water on themselves or drop a finger, they ain't going to get there.
Well, I'm just trying to help, you know.
I appreciate it.
I find so fascinating is with talking to Kristen is that so many women just sort of announce how all women are because that's how they are. Therefore, all women must be that way.
Right.
And I can understand how they could feel that way, but it's not, unfortunately. And what bewilders me is why women don't talk amongst themselves.
Well...
The ones that are different than Kristen are afraid to speak up to the Kristens. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But even if they do, the Kristens of the world just say they're doing something wrong, or if you'd listen to me, I could show you how to do it.
Right. So they feel flawed, and then the magazines tell them they're flawed because they don't have orgasms like 17-year-old males.
Right.
So they clam up.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Jonathan, who's 20. Jonathan?
What's up, Adam?
Hang on a second, Jonathan. Interesting. And the Kristen is not the multi-orgasmic type of female either. Let's see.
Hold on, Jonathan.
Still here.
Kristen?
I'm still here. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you multi-orgasmic?
You know, interestingly enough, I've never had an orgasm through penetration. I've only been able to do it through masturbation
I want you to imagine there are women that have have orgasms only with penetration and will have 30 orgasms in a session.
Well,
imagine that. What is that?
Hold on, I got to kill myself.
Okay, now how come you can't do that, Kristen?
You know, I wish
you underestimate what women can do. You underestimate
what
it.
The problem is when a guy's effing you, you have to let your mind go. Okay?
Or if you knew where your G-spot
was, you must be doing something wrong. You're not in touch with your body. Okay? Because then if the guy was effing you, you'd have 1,000 like me.
No, that's just a different kind of construct, a different female.
Ooh.
You see?
True.
You know,
touche, my friend.
Touche.
All right, baby doll.
Good luck. Enjoy.
All right. Yeah, there you go. And those chicks, would be. And them giving advice to Kristen about how to just relax.
And have multiple orgasms with intercourse. No, never going to happen.
Right. All right, Jonathan, what's happening, brother man?
Adam.
Corolla.
Adam, yeah. I'd like to let you know that I got a group of my friends for prayer today. They all get along pretty good, dude.
From what?
They played Adam Carolla in a pool?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah. This is our first instance, and hopefully not the last of people.
No, a bunch of people were looking at us like, what the hell are you doing, you know? But I told them that's the new game.
Yeah.
Is in L.A. is in a public pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know you've arrived when you're in the public pool.
Yeah, Adam, I was going to talk to you about that Red Arrow thing, dude. I got pulled over for it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I got myself out of
the ticket, though.
Now, I've been begging everyone just to drive through the Red Arrows when the signal's green.
I did it.
And what? Now, what?
Where was the cop?
Where was the cop?
The cop was actually, like, if you're making a left, the cop was, like, on a driveway. It was one of those motorcycle cops that pretty much are hiding to catch the speeders.
Behind you.
Yeah, like, no, in front of me. Like, when I made a left and I was already on the other side, he came up from the driveway. He was already on the block that I was turning onto.
How could he see the arrow? He must have known. He's been sitting there for a while.
He was sitting there for a while. He's usually always there.
So he was there with his radar gun, and you basically just came right into his trap.
Pretty much.
Oh, God. Right.
So what happened?
I'm just thinking about the trap I went into.
I know. So he pulls me over, right? He says, you know what you did wrong, son? And I said, no, I don't. He said, you just went through a red arrow. I was like, technically, it's green. I see the big, bright green circle, and it's safe for me to go. Why couldn't I go? He's like, but there's a red sign. I was like, there's no signs out here that says I can't go on red. So he's all, and then he starts arguing about it, and he's like, you know what, son, I'm going to let you go off with a warning this time, but don't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good man. Wow. Hey, listen, everybody, I'm into the spirit of law.
You didn't blame Adam, Jonathan, and say, Adam Carolla says I've got to do this? It's a movement, don't you understand? Join us.
I'm telling you, I had a van driver. The guy drove me from the Killers van driver.
What?
The Killers, the band The Killers.
Yes. You mean the bus driver?
No, they had a van.
Oh.
They had their own van. You know, I realized that I was hanging around with Dickie Barrett from the Bosstones yesterday at the big event. Dickie is probably a veteran of 2,000 of these types of shows.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, we got to wait for the shuttle bus to get us over to the Marriott. And he said, no, we don't. I thought, well, what's your plan? And we ran into the lead singer of The Killers, talked to him for a second, said, where's your van? It's right over there. Where are you going? I'm going back in the venue. That van can give us a ride to the Marriott, right? And next thing you know, we're in a van. And you know the beauty of all guys who drive vans? Oh, they got a story, boy. Oh, all guys who drive have a story.
I know.
And the thing about guys who drive...
Especially here in
Florida. Oh, ooh. The thing about guys who drive, the thing that's funny about them is there's something that went on. You know, they owned a house when they were 21 years old. Yeah. They had a successful business at 28. You know, it's like...
Especially with the women, too, drivers.
They keep talking, and there's a certain part of you that wants to go, why are you hauling my drunk ass back to the Marriott if things were going so well 20 years ago? Like, and then it made me start thinking, oh, this could be my fate. I could be like, are you kidding? 18 years ago, I was bringing bands out on that venue.
I was literally a millionaire.
I was literally a millionaire before the Red Arrow lawsuit.
Yeah, the guy's like, okay, Pops. Yeah, literally, huh?
Yeah.
I bet they named a pool game after you.
Ooh, someone else played Adam Carolla. Again, we're trying to replace the pool game Marco Polo with Adam Carolla. I don't think of that as narcissistic, by the
way. Berlin? Oh, yeah, not at all. 17.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Not much. Just listening to the radio, and I heard this kid call in saying he played Adam Carolla, but I beat him. I played it on Friday with my friends.
Ah,
wow.
Where were you?
At the Embassy Suites in Portland, Oregon. We snuck in and played Adam Carolla.
You played around Adam Carolla in the pool.
Snuck in and played. They weren't even guessing.
Sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
The thing about Embassy Suites is no one thinks anyone's going to sneak into a $43 hotel room. They figure they're going to be down at the four-star.
Could you imagine when you were sneaking into the Mulholland Club that one day people being pooled, crying, calling your name out?
Yeah, awesome.
As you jumped off the roof into the pool below?
Thank you, Berlin.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
it. God bless you. I mean, really, I know I had to get it
Berlin
started.
Berlin has made your day. Come on.
She's made my day.
Give her a little more of a thanks than that.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Berlin.
Berlin, was this... How many dudes were involved with this?
Why?
Two dudes and two chicks.
Oh, okay. Because the dude is the sneak-in part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's not all the chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
The dudes are cool. Don't worry about it. They don't know who's, you know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, baby doll. Did you do this at night or during the day?
It was probably around 9 o'clock in the evening.
Ooh. Wow, and you played Adam Carolla. Awesome. Did anyone kick you out?
No, we just walked in, and we were kind of scrubby looking and everything. We just walked in, they kind of stared at us, and we just went all the way upstairs, and then we went into the pool, and we waited for someone to come out. And
Portland, indoor pool.
No, indoor pool.
Indoor pool. Indoor heat.
Oh. Nice. Oh, and you can hear the echoes.
Yes, the beautiful
calls.
The ringing quality to your voice. It's that sonorous sound.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla.
What a game. This is awesome. I'm really feeling good.
Let's take a break. Yeah, it can't get better than this.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody.
What?
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our next call, I was just reading it. I'm a horrible reader and not dyslexic, just stupid. It says he's a cop, and I just looked at it. I was trying to make some sense of it, and I read a cop. That's what I thought. And Drew's like, oh, we got to take this call. And I'm like, we got to talk to an ACOP? Are you high? He's a cop. It's legal to run the Red Arrows.
Uh-oh. We better not undisclose this to anybody.
What do you got to tell us, brother?
What's up? How you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Well, check this out. I was just curious myself, so I pulled out my vehicle code. This is California vehicle code, so it's not, you know, for the rest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to write it down, 21453.
Ooh, Drew is frantically writing it down. I'm going to do it on a post-it so I can put it on my wallet.
21453.
Parentheses C of the vehicle code.
How do you draw parentheses? Oh, those two? That's a backwards C. Parentheses C, yes. Yeah.
So 21453C, yes.
Uh-huh.
Circular red or red arrow, okay? A driver facing a steady red arrow signal shall not enter the intersection to make the movement indicated by the arrow, and unless entering the intersection to make a movement permitted by another signal, shall stop at a clearly marked limit line, but if none, before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection, or if none, then before entering the intersection, shall remain stopped until an indication permitting movement is shown.
That's a green arrow.
So far, sounds like I'm getting a ticket.
No, negative, because if it's saying that there's an indication of permitting movement shown, that would be your green light.
Oh.
Basically, a red arrow is to facilitate the flow of traffic traffic situations.
Right.
That's right. We're all about that, by the way. We get that. But if there's low traffic...
Why does it turn red? And why does it ever turn red?
Why not just turn green to let us know?
Why not just turn green and let people move?
Because it's all based on sensors. It's based on cars sitting...
Behavior.
On the sensor loops that triggers the green light to go or the red arrow to go or the red, you know...
So you're saying that the indication... to turn left could be the signal turning green, not the arrow turning green.
Yes.
So any indicator to go.
Now, so if you've got traffic and you've got a green light with a red arrow, and you go ahead and decide you're going to make that left turn and get clobbered by a car, then they're going to say, I was safe to go because I had a green light, even though there was a red arrow. Therefore, I thought it was safe. they're going to say, well, technically, you had that red arrow. You should have waited for it to turn green to clear. But right. on the other hand, you know, like I said, it's to facilitate the flow of traffic.
So wait, so let me ask this,
when gridlock, Tim. It's trying to keep gridlock from happening.
No, we get all that. We understand it has yeah. a purpose. It's just that it's sort of overstated. And Tim, if we get a ticket, will the policeman have a California vehicle code in his car? We could say, hey, please look this up. You'll see that I was within my right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but usually, I'm still not so sure it read like a proper excuse.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where
interpretation.
Yeah, they're going to interpret it, and when you are able to pull that out, it's kind of like that kid.
This is when you have your jury trial, Adam, you're going to get off.
Right.
When
all
you
right.
had that kid who actually confronted the officer and said, hello, I had a green light, and, you know, it was a red arrow, I was safe to go. I think the officer was kind of standing there with something in his hand other than a ticket book because he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, Tim, I like the cut of your jib, by the way. a cop who's for the people.
Hey,
don't. And by the way, you're calling from Placer County?
Yeah, I'm actually yeah. a police officer in one of the local cities.
Yeah,
can't tell us
yeah,
which.
Well, do not try.
Culver City.
No.
What?
Do not transfer to Burbank.
Oh.
Because they don't like your kind there at all.
Yeah, I've worked in cities that are letter of the law.
Yeah.
And it's no fun because you pull someone over and you want to give them the benefit of the doubt and just kind of say, hey, drive on, just don't be so stupid, and you can't do that.
Who sets that policy? Where does that stay going? Is that a cultural thing or is somebody, some leader setting that up? I mean, if you wanted to complain about that, where would you go?
For what? Letter of the law versus spirit of the law?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who sets these mandates? Because obviously the chicken-ass cops over in Burbank are pee-whipped to the point where they have to hand out chicken-ass tickets
all day long.
So
if we wanted to change Burbank, who would we go to?
Yeah, they don't want to do it.
You know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have the perfect answer for that, but the only thing I can imagine is, like, the community that I'm in, the people step forward and they say, you know, not enough enforcement of this has happened, and not enough enforcement of that is happening.
Right, but do you think is there a person alive that said not enough chicken ass jaywalking tickets yeah. have been handed out? It's a citizen outrage. I got a ticket in a crosswalk.
You got to go to the mayor's office or the police commissioner or something like that.
All right. Well,
we need
thanks.
Teddy Roosevelt. We need more Theodore Roosevelts in our time.
Thanks, Tim.
People that come in and sort of scrub things up, you know, in sensible ways. You know, scrub up corruption.
Yeah.
Get things set up the way people want it to be set up.
Yeah,
you know, man.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice, and it'd be nice if the people just stood up and said.
Yeah, he was a police commissioner before he was president.
Roosevelt was
New York City police commissioner.
Did
yeah.
not know that. Did not know that. Sheila,
what's up?
You're 15.
16.
You're 16. All yeah. right. What's up?
Okay, well, the first time I never actually have had anal sex, but I want to.
Well, wait a minute. This is Public Access Civic Pride Week. What are we talking about here? It's anal, I understand.
It's anal sex
anal
week?
Anal sex? But yeah. I thought we were talking about changing governments and...
No. Well, we run the gamut here.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. We went from the thin blue line to the fat brown line. Yeah. Thanks, Drew. That's why they call me Ace.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway. Go ahead, Sheila.
But, okay. And, like, I just wanted to know, like, a way to make it easier.
Wait a minute. You're 15.
No, 16.
Oh, 16. Totally different.
Well, big difference in anal
different.
Years, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. You times seven. Right. Is there a, how old's the boyfriend?
He's 17.
Sheila, it hurts because it hurts, and that's your body telling you not to do anything. Just relax. Come on, you're 16 years old, for God's sakes. This means like you were physically abused or something, grown. Somebody hit you?
No.
Why the need for high levels of arousal at 15, 16?
Nothing. I just wanted to try it.
No. Mm-hmm. See, that's not how people mm-hmm. are. No. That's not what motivates at 16.
Where's your dad?
My dad, I live with my stepdad. My dad's retarded.
Well, what happened with him?
He's I don't know. He puts like money above me and my little brother. I don't know.
And why did you hit you and your mom and he split up?
Over money, because he's just.
How old were you when they split up?
I was
around 6-ish.
Did you witness a lot of fighting in the home?
No, I don't remember much of anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you have contact with him?
I could. My little brother does, but I don't. I tell him I don't want to talk to him.
Why? What's he done that's so horrible?
Yeah, he likes money.
Well, because he put, I don't know, like when me and my little brother were like smaller, he still like had contact with us. And then like his new wife or whatever didn't like my mom, so she told him that she didn't want him to have any contact with us. And then so he did it. And then after she left him, he decided to come back to us. And then he has this thing where like he tries to buy people. Like, buy, I don't know, buy love.
I hear people saying that. My dad, you can't buy me with that Toyota Supra and those box tickets.
You only wish your dad tried to buy you.
How about you cough up a softball, you old cheap bastard?
All right, Sheila, there's something much more going on here that you're willing to admit. Much, much more.
Please, somebody. Oh, my dad tried to buy me. Oh, it'd be awesome. Even if he just tried to buy himself some junk that I could have used. All right, Sheila, I don't know. Look into everything.
Yeah, the reason
up.
You're doing what you're doing.
You're angry, baby doll.
Yes. A lot going on here. More than you're willing to look at realistically, your feelings, that is.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. All right. Well, there you have it, everybody.
Let's go out and start turning left.
I'm just going to pull Brody's and e-brakes out in the main intersection. We're going to take ourselves a little break.
Big
George Garcia
is
coming in here from Lost, and Melinda Clark in here from the OC.
Daryl Hammond maybe in this week, too.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, it's good people. Troubled, but good.
Mm, spend a lot of time with him.
We'll take
Toronto, ourselves we'll tell you the story.
A little break, and until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.